On the show today, we have Breach Clarity's co-founder, Al Pasquale, talking about their new Breach Clarity score, kind of Richter scale of publicly reported data breaches. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Al Pasquale from Breach Clarity. Al, how are you, sir?
I am good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, you guys have come up with a pretty cool measurement here called Breach Clarity Score. It's kind of the Richter scale of publicly reported data breaches. I like that description, the Richter scale of publicly reported data breaches. So for those of us who are brand new to this, me included, give us a quick overview on the Breach Clarity Score. What is it and how does it work?
Sure. So it is a 1 to 10 scale that tells the individual consumer how bad a data breach is for their identity and their accounts.
Ooh, okay.
So it's not about the enterprise. A lot of the scores and the analysis you see around data breaches today is very focused on, you know, what it means for the company. But meanwhile, criminals steal all this information, right? And they go on and steal, steal $15 or $16 billion, worth every year, committing identity fraud using that information.
Right.
So wouldn't it be nice to know, you know, if criminals are going to use your information, right, and what you should do about it. And that's what we try to achieve.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm being kind of goofy here, but on a scale of 1 to 10, would like the target breach be like a 9 or a 10 or some of these other major breaches? Or is that how you're scoring them? Or
Kind of. So I, off the top of my head, I think target's a 3.
A 3? Oh, really?
It's not about how many people were affected. And now certainly target was a big breach. It affected a lot of people.
Sure.
It's about what is the relationship between the information that was stolen and what criminals are going to do with it. Now, if you think about Target,
okay,
a lot of it was card data. There's some other stuff there, but
sure,
that card data is going to lead to card fraud. But as a consumer, you have individual protections, Reg E, Reg Z, so your risk is pretty low. Meanwhile, you do something like an Anthem. If you go to our site, breachclarity.com, you type in Anthem, you choose the breach in 2015, that's a 6 out of 10. And that's because they stole all kinds of personal information. They can open new accounts. They can impersonate you in so many ways. There's a lot more risk to you as a person than a card breach.
So it's more of a risk. The higher the risk, or the more crucial or vital the information, the higher that level goes. Has there been a 10?
they are out there. They are out there. And I'm going to be transparent. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
OPM, the one where they stole all the biometric data, is an 8. But there are tens.
Okay.
There are tens. I mean, we score somewhere between 50 and 60 different, PII elements. There's like 1,200 elements or so in the actual algorithm, but we look at 50 or 60 different pieces of PII. And there's some breaches where they're losing, 20 pieces of your personal information.
Gosh.
They can get pretty bad.
So who is this for? Is it for a credit union? Is it for a consumer? Is it for some other corporate organization? Who are you gearing this toward? Who's your audience for this?
Well, I mean, we want the consumer to have that benefit, to have the peace of mind to know exactly what to do, because today you see a data breach like Equifax. As a consumer, right, many consumers they freak out, right? They pick up the phone and they call the credit union and they want to know what the credit union is doing to protect them, which is not good for the credit union because the credit union is just going to read a script. They're not going to protect that account any better.
Yeah.
And the consumer is going to get this weird false peace of mind that doesn't help. And then you can have a lot of other consumers who they do nothing because they've heard the same advice before. They don't think there's anything they can do, or they go buy some identity protection that doesn't really help them anyway.
Mm-hmm. So what prompted you to create something like this? Was there people out there asking questions or trying to rate these things, or what kind of sparked it?
Well, my partner, Jim Van Dyke, he had founded Javelin Strategy and Research.
Yeah,
Javelin. I ended up, running for a few years after he left. But in the kind of interim period, he started taking on these expert witness cases. So expert witness in the Equifax breach, in Yahoo, in Anthem, a number of them, I think up to like 20 he's done so far. And the court basically asked, what's the harm? What does this really mean to all these people affected so they can figure out what the damages would be?
Yeah.
And being a researcher, he built an algorithm. And we started talking about it, 2 or 3 years ago. And he said, I think this could be something we could use.
That's a great idea.
So now we're building all kinds of software tools on top of it, refining it. We're just trying to figure out how we can deliver some benefit. I mean, in reality, you can go to the website today as a consumer and get some benefits right away. You could use it for free, but we think if we layer it in, at the digital level with banks and credit unions, we're building some back-end tools to add a lot of intelligence around breaches, we can really start to fight fraud before it happens, you know, as opposed to today, where you're dealing with the stuff after it happens.
Right.
You know, you take the loss, you're trying to, you know, figure out what went wrong, you're spending a ton of time and money remediating, when instead we can get these early indicators and get ahead of it and also make people feel safe, like really safe, which is different.
Indeed. So what are your goals? What do you guys hope to accomplish? I think you just kind of alluded to it in your last response, but what are some goals for you? I mean, this is mostly, it's pretty brand new, but what do you guys want to achieve here going into a new decade, you know, 2020? So what are some of your goals for this year?
Yeah, I'm glad you kind of limited it to the year. it makes for a much easier answer. Well, we're about to release that consumer version, or at least the one that's going to integrate into the digital environment. We call that Breach Clarity Premium. You know, the website's already been up and running, but we're releasing the digital version here momentarily. So, you know, our hope is obviously to get, you know, some early standout clients, you know, to really kind of raise awareness. We're doing a big push, you know, into the media.
Right.
We can get consumers, you know, educated, right? We're trying to change the paradigm. You know, when it comes to data breaches, you're getting notifications in the mail, seeing it in the news. If we can get consumers educated and help them understand there's a different way to go about dealing with it, as opposed to simply throwing stuff in the trash or calling your bank or credit union, that'll help, you know, drive adoption of the digital tool at the banks and credit unions. And it's kind of a, you know, a beautiful kind of, you know, a virtuous cycle, right, that we're trying to create. On the back end, we're also building a platform, you know, for the enterprise. So think of kind of like these fraud fusion centers or really advanced fraud teams, where they're going to be able to take all that intelligence from consumers, you know, whether they're credit union members or bank customers raising their hand saying, hey, I've been breached.
Yeah.
And take all that information in and take in a bunch of other information, bring it together and start to perform some really advanced analysis so I can figure out who's at risk among my customer base before they ever experience fraud.
Oh my gosh.
And so that one will be released here in Q2.
Okay.
And we're already kind of talking to people about beta testing, and it's going to change things a lot. You know, banks and credit unions are out there buying, they're actually buying data on their customers to figure out who's been affected. But there's no intelligence around it. There's so many other places that they're getting all this great intelligence that there's no good way to organize it or analyze it. And so that's going to be the other, you know, really big thing we push this year.
Yeah, that was, you answered my next question, is like, how can a credit union or any financial institution use this? And I think you just answered it right there.
Well, yeah, and you can also think about that digital tool though. Wouldn't it be great after the next big data breach if, you know, credit union members didn't pick up the phone and call customer care? You know, and instead they just clicked on a couple buttons, got their answers, turned on a bunch of the controls at the credit union that no one's using, right? So they're turning on the card controls, they're turning on the alerts, they're turning on the two-factor auth, because we're telling them, hey, for this breach, you should turn it on, right? We have these great tools at the credit union.
Oh, that would be huge.
And so that's what we're trying to do with that digital tool. And that's a big part of, you know, how we're kind of promoting it and pushing it into the market.
Okay. And you know who else is going to really eat this up? The media. They love putting parameters and numbers and things on stuff. So to kind of measure it and give it a clear picture for people out there. So the media is going to love this. kudos to you. Indeed.
The next big breach, you know, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Every big breach that comes out, you're going to see a score. You know, that's the hope. It's an objective measure. You know, we put this up against, like, you know, against PhDs on the other side, you know, in court, right? And this thing stood up to some really impressive people in scrutiny, and so we have a lot of faith in it. And you know, we hope it creates goodness.
Ultimately. Good stuff. Well, where can folks find out more about it and really discover more about it and say, hey, maybe we could use this. Where can we go?
So I'd start at the website, breachclarity.com.
Okay.
Now, if you are obviously a credit union, you know, or just enterprise in general, and you have questions, you can contact us at sales@breachclarity.com.
Okay.
You can even, you know, DM us on Twitter, right? @breachclarity. Happy to take those questions.
Good deal. I'm going to follow you guys right away as well. So good stuff. All right, Al, anything else to wrap up here? This is a really cool tool that I think, again, the media is going to love, obviously, but then I think credit unions and banks and all those other folks out there are really going to love it as well.
Check out the site. I mean, as a person, as an individual, right? I mean, it's really interesting to start diving into, you know, some of the breaches you've experienced to figure out, you know, if you need to be worried. I think people are going to be surprised, you know, just even to your earlier questions about, you know, Target and some of these other breaches.
Yeah, I was surprised that it was a 3.
Yeah, type in some popular ones and you'll see. It's a little different than I think people are expecting.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm headed there right after this interview to check out some more. So good stuff. All right, Al, thank you so much for your time today, and congrats on your new venture. And let's check in down the road and see how things are going. That'd be fun.
Sounds great.
Or maybe after the next big breach. So, all righty. All right, take care, Al. Thanks again.
Thank you, Michael.